you were talking before about getting things done between 9 and 5 and how it impacts people, you know, in their day-to-day job. A story about myself and my wife that just happened. We've been trying to get fibre installed at our house for, I'd say, 6 months. It has finally been done. But the process of getting it done has been one of the most ridiculous things I've ever experienced in my life. And the part of it was, we had said, to be home to get it done, you need to let us know so that we can take time off work. So over the past 4 months, there has been 9 times where either myself or my wife have had to take an afternoon or a day off work to get it installed. Twice in the past 2 months, the person has rung my wife and said, hey, look, we're going to be there on X day at this time to come and do the thing on the installation of the house. You need to be home. And she says, okay, do I actually need to be home, or can I just give you authority to come onto the property and do whatever you need to do external at the house? They said, no, you definitely need to be home. Twice they've turned up and it's been, oh, we've got to do something on the street, so you can wait for 2 hours. She's waited for 2-3 hours and then they've left and said, we're going to have to reschedule it and come back another time. Now, the frustrating thing is, when you take time off work, that's money lost.
Yeah.
But those people don't reimburse that. It's freaking annoying. I'm struggling to keep my composure with these guys.
Have you got it installed yet? It still hasn't happened.
No. It finally got connected on Saturday. Now, this is where, I'm sorry, Chorus, you are just shocked. It gets connected Saturday, and it's all working, and the Chorus technician goes, we're all up and running, here you go. And he shows me it's up and running, shows me the speed test, and I'm like, thank you so much, that's awesome. Monday, I get a text message going, Hayden, we've got you scheduled in for July the 23rd at something like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to finish off your installation. I'm thinking, there's obviously no communication here at all. I sort of delete the message and think nothing of it. An hour and a half later, I get a phone call from Chorus going, hi Hayden, at another time completely, they've got me scheduled in for an installation. And I just said to the lady, what the hell is going on? It's a joke.
Because I'm 2.5 months into this process.
How's it working out for you?
Well, so far it hasn't actually been too bad. Like, okay. There's been 3 visits from Chorus. We still don't have anything inside the house. My brick wall that I'm banging my head vigorously up against constantly, in fact, I've already done it twice today, is the person in charge, the letting agent in charge of our house.
Yeah.
Because we need his okay for the next bit to happen. So that's been the last week and a half, but I've just been assured that in the next half hour I'm going to be sent the completed form, and then hopefully after that Chorus will be able to do their thing. But it's funny, from all of the calls of various people ringing up and talking about getting UFB installed, I imagined that it was going to be a 6-month process when I started. And yeah, as I said, so far we're 2.5 months down.
Is that I used to be a tradesman. I was a qualified locksmith for years and years and years. I remember back in those days, if I was going to turn up to someone's house, I had to ring before I turned up. I had to organise a time to go and do it because people were relying on you.